Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I wanted to share with you this week on the subject of God's divine order of authority. I began yesterday by sharing with you from Genesis, the book of beginnings, how that God created Adam first, and then he created Eve. Also, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and caring for the garden, Satan came to them in the form of a serpent and began a discussion with Eve. And I believe that was their first mistake, was in having a discussion with Satan. But Satan, in that discussion, the very first question he posed to Eve, he questioned God's authority. And Satan still does that today. The first question he threw at Eve there was, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And today, when temptations come our way, Satan still questions God's authority. Now, he lied to Eve, and we know that. He mixed truth with lies and made it look very tempting to Eve, to Adam, and they chose to disobey God. I'd like to go back to Genesis again there today and read a few verses there again in Genesis. Genesis 3. I want to look a little bit at that discussion again that Eve had with the serpent there. We notice here that Satan told Eve that you're not going to die. He says in verse 3, I believe it is, yes, "But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Skipping down two more verses, verse 5, "For God doth know," and this is Satan speaking here, "God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now, what was he saying there? "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Yes, knowing good and evil. The word gods is translated from a Hebrew word, Elohim, and it is the same word that is used for God himself in verse 1 of chapter 3. The phrase that Satan used, "ye shall be as gods," carries the idea that they would be on an equal level or an equal plane or equal in authority with God himself. Oh, really? Well, that's what he presented to Adam and Eve. And they went for it. He presented to them the idea that they no longer need to listen to everything that God said because they would be as gods. They could now choose for themselves what they want to do and not do in life. You don't have to be accountable to anyone, is really what Satan was saying, because after all, you're going to be as gods. You can be in control of your life because you shall be as gods. You can do as you please because you shall be as gods. You will know the difference between good and evil. Now you can choose. Well, that sounded pretty good, didn't it? But oh my, the consequences of that. We're suffering today from the consequences of those choices, are we not? Well, notice, too, that Satan did not say one bad word about God. He didn't. He did not badmouth God. He didn't call him any names. He didn't outright speak evil of him. Instead, he very shrewdly introduced the concept of questioning God's divine authority and rebellion against it as the way to successful living. I tell you, he does that yet today. Satan wants us to question and do away with God's and rebel against God's authority. That rebellion against God's authority is a resistance to or a defiance of his authority or his control. And so that was Satan's full intention, to undermine God's authority in Adam and Eve's life. And it's his intention to undermine God's authority in your life and in my life. Don't forget that. Satan made it abundantly clear to them that they were missing out on a lot of things in life. Were they? He made it appear like God was withholding good things from them. He made it appear that God was intentionally keeping them ignorant and withholding wisdom from them. He made it appear that their lives would be so much more complete and so much better if they knew good and evil. Oh, really? Now, we know the answers to that today because we see the effects of their choice. How wrong Satan was. But remember, he is the father of lies, the Bible says. Let's remember that. It was Satan's full intention to undermine God's authority in Adam and Eve's life. And it's his full intention to undermine God's authority in your life and in my life, even today. He hasn't changed. That's his goal. That's his point, to undermine God's authority in your life and in mine, just as he did in Adam and Eve's. So, let's think about this. Before Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they were living in a perfect environment. They were filled with joy. They were fulfilled. They were content. Sin did not exist. Lions and lambs were together in the field. There was no bloodshed. Lions didn't kill other animals. Not yet. That was before sin. Okay? There were no such things as poisonous snakes. Not then. There were no things like poison dart frogs, poisonous spiders. Those things didn't exist. That was all before sin. As long as Adam and Eve were subject to and obeyed God, they enjoyed liberty and freedom. God met their every need and provided for them. Not some of their needs, God met their every need. I tell you, life was not boring for them. They were not missing out on anything. Life was good. It was very good. It was better than anyone has ever had it in life since. There was no death. There was no sin. There was no emotional pain. No wounded hearts. And on and on and on I could go. That was before Eve, the serpent, that was before Satan deceived Eve and tricked her with his lie into believing, into undermining God's authority and getting her to believe that they were missing out on something, that God was intentionally keeping them ignorant. What a lie. What consequences we see today of that terrible choice of disobeying God. Well, I think we'll leave off that today, and we'll pick up on this subject again tomorrow. May the Lord bless you as you walk this journey in life.